Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, waiting for the teams to get on the field. We're about ready to get this one underway. Elsewhere in the conference tonight, it is Jacksonville at Jonesboro. Searcy is home against West Memphis, probably the best matchup in the conference. And Marion is at Sylvan Hills. Of course, next week we'll make the trip to Jacksonville, and we'll still be in that old press box. They've got a new stadium that's being built. It was supposed to be ready for the start of the season. It's not, so we're still going to be at the old stadium and the old press box.
Jan Crow Field.
Yeah. Not looking forward to that one, I guarantee you.
You know, one thing we can say tonight is the Pine Bluff Zebras maybe have the most classic uniform in the state.
Love them. Yep.
The, what, 10 stripes across the shoulder blades. Looks like something out of 1937.
It does. Maroon pants, white jersey with maroon numerals. Opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. A short pooch kick, and it's going to be fallen on by the Zebras. It was fumbled by the initial return man, and then the Zebras fall on it at the 40.
Number 51 was not looking very happy about fielding that ball and did not do so with a lot of confidence.
So the Zebras will start from their own 40-yard line with their first possession of the night. Again, Tyler Foots is the senior quarterback. He only played in two games last year towards ACL, and he is back playing this year. Zebras will move right to left here in this opening quarter of action. Out of an offset pistol formation, receiver on each side now for Pine Bluff. And the handoff is right up the middle to the tailback, Taylor. And Taylor's going to pick up about five on first down.
Well, that is that classic eye-looking set, except with the fullback, you have the quarterback standing in that position. He's taking the handoff 8 yards deep, and it looks like he runs for 10 or 12 yards, and it's only five or six.
They're going to spot him at the 43, so about a three-yard pickup officially for Taylor, the senior running back. Foot set of the shotgun, about a five-yard snap. He'll give it to Taylor on the sweep to the right side, hit in the backfield, and he's going to be pulled down with no gain on the play. Well played by the Bomber defense on that right side.
Great job by Tatum Bashir's coming up and making that initial contact that got him starting, and then we came in and cleaned up to finish off the play.
So third and seven here for Pine Bluff on their initial possession of the evening. 11:04 left in this opening quarter, just getting things started from Bomber Stadium. Not many fans made that trip up from Pine Bluff. They've got just a...
definitely a shotgun crowd over there.
Yeah, they're just a handful over there.
I would think right here, Brad, in this situation, third and long, you're going to look for them to isolate on somebody. Listen to both of these receivers. Now they're gone to a three-receiver set, so look for some kind of quick toss to the outside.
They're not going to get the playoff. They have to burn a timeout. Play clock was at zero. So a timeout taken by the Zebras with 10:37 left in the opening quarter. We're scoreless. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you. and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Third down for the Zebras. They will convert. The pass play is complete into Mountain Home territory across the 40 down to the 36. Xavier Turner, the leading receiver, makes the catch for the first down for Pine Bluff.
Turner did a great job on that. It was one of those comeback routes. He ran about 20 yards downfield, made a break to back to the ball, caught the defender in the back pedal, and then had a pad where he was able to make the easy reception and then step out of bounds.
He goes for 21 yards up the right side, so a fresh set of downs for the Zebras as they convert on third down. 10:30 left in this opening quarter. Three receivers to the left side, empty backfield. Now a man comes in motion. That's the running back. He is tripped up by his running back after getting the handoff. Taylor runs into the knee of Foots, and he is going to be thrown for a loss of 4 yards back at the 40.
That's pretty rare that you see your teammate make the tackle. It's just a little problem with the mesh there. They got their legs tangled up, and down he goes for a loss. Back to 4 yard loss, Brad.
Back to the 40-yard line, second and 14 coming up. PA and Little Rock Christian, probably the premier game in the state tonight. PA takes just a few seconds to get on the board. They've already got the lead at Christian. Second and 14 now for the Zebras. Motion to the top side of the field. The handoff goes up the middle, and breaking a tackle is Taylor. Taylor on his feet. He is going to have a first down. It was second and 14. He picks up 15 down to the 25-yard line.
Play looked kind of almost like a delayed handoff. He took that, and it was just like a draw play. The defense split up the middle, and he just hit the seam for the good 15-yard pickup.
9:42 left in this opening quarter. Zebras with a couple of first downs on this first drive of the night. Play being signaled in from the sideline. Two receivers on each side for the Zebras. Eugene Boykins, the fullback, is in the game. He's going to be offset to the left side, and they have to take another timeout as the play clock was nearing zero again. Two timeouts on this opening drive by Pine Bluff. We're scoreless, 9:14 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Quarterback keeps it on the fake handoff on the sweep, and Foots keeps it. He's inside the 15, knocked out of bounds at the 12, but another first down for the Zebras.
Just a yard. Did he get the first down? He looked a little yard short. You know, we coming back from the timeout, we were talking in the break. These timeouts, you see that with a new system being installed by a new coach. And so Pine Bluff is still getting the kinks worked out. You know, the big thing is limiting them on the home run play. On that play, Foots kept the ball, got a good block from one of his receivers, and able to kick it outside and get outside of our defensive perimeter.
So first down at the Mountain Home 12. Hand off up the middle and the 10 to the 5-yard line for the Zebras. Into the ballgame in the backfield is Rodney Thomas now, a junior running back who's in. He's going to take it to the 6. They'll mark it there with a gain of 6 on the play.
One thing you can see on this first drive is there is no one guy in this offense.
Right.
They are going to spread that ball around. They're going to run 5-6 different backs and receivers in here. So you can't key on anyone.
Thomas is still in a tailback for the Zebras. Dockett is in at the fullback position right off the right guard. We've got a flag and somebody line up offside.
Oh, it's got to be one of the two. It's a pre-snap foul, so if it's not motion, it's lining up in the neutral zone.
And it's against Mountain Home. That'll move it half the distance to the goal and put it to the 3-yard line.
Offsides against Mountain Home.
You know, that's one thing that the Bombers have done a real good job of so far this year is avoiding penalties.
Yes.
It's just we seem to get the penalties at the most inopportune times.
Exactly. Second and one from the three now for the Zebras. Foots will hand it to Thomas. Thomas, right side, stumbles into the end zone for the touchdown. Lost his footing at about the two, but stayed up upright long enough to get in. And Pine Bluff scores on its first possession of the night.
That was a fantastic block by the fullback, number 20, Dockett, that came in. And what they're doing is he is only about a foot behind the lineman. So he gets lost in the shuffle, and it's hard for that defensive lineman to see him. He's hitting a kick-out block on the end, and they opened up a pretty good-sized hole for him to trot into the end zone on that score for the Zebras.
Now the extra point try. The kick is going to be good. Extra point by Ethan White. 8 minutes left in this opening quarter. We're 4 minutes in, and the Zebras of Pine Bluff lead at 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We move to the first possession of coming for Mountain Home. After this kickoff, the Zebras go 8 plays, 60 yards. And suddenly we talk about taking away the home run ball. There was still plays of 13, 15, and 21 on that opening drive. No 50 or 60-yarders, but still some pretty good chunks. And we're going to see the defense tighten up a little bit.
Most definitely. You know, that's where you kind of look at it and think to yourself, okay, it took them 8 plays, but you still gave up big plays, and you gave up the big plays and unfortunately some third and long situations that let them continue the drive when you were on the verge of having that drive stopped.
Yes.
Because I tell you what, they're not kicking any field goals.
One of these pooch-style kicks is going to go out of bounds. He actually got the top of the ball and tried to get it to bounce. It wasn't a true onside kick, but he does go out of bounds at the 42, and that's where Mountain Home will start with their first possession of the evening.
And that's the great thing about that kick when you do it wrong. It goes out of bounds. You get it where it went out of bounds at, not just at the 35. Or you could sit here and kick it out at the 45 all day long and give it to your opponent. Now, we could have accepted a penalty and made them re-kick. But I think they're pretty happy with, now they're going to rule that ball up at the 47.
Yeah, they've added the 5 yards to the end. I didn't realize that was the rule.
I don't know that we don't ever see it outside the 35, really.
That's true. So the Bombers with their first possession of the night. Lawson Stockton under center for Mountain Home out of this double wing. We got movement up front, and looks like the Zebras jumped offside.
Number 40 looks like he got caught as the guilty party.
Yeah, Terry Jasper, that big defensive end there, he stood up and threw his arms in the air like, I can't believe I just did that.
And I don't know that he really jumped. I think he also lined up in the neutral zone.
So it's a first and five now for this Mountain Home offense. 8 minutes left in the opening quarter. Mountain Home, without snapping the ball, already has the ball into Pine Bluff territory at the 48-yard line. Handoff comes to the near side. This is Gross, and Gross is going to be near a first down at the 43.
The spot is going to be pretty key. We'll see what the spot we get on the far side is. He has it spotted on the near side about 2 inches short.
And Mike Grace, our white hat referee tonight, says first down.
Oh, Mike, baseball umpire that we've known for many years here in the Twin Lakes area, is the brother of former Major Leaguer Cubs first baseman Mark Grace. It actually does, we give him a hard time, he does a pretty good job out there.
He does, yep. 7:32 left opening quarter. Pine Bluff scores on their first possession. They lead it 7-0. The Bombers with a first down on their first play. Motion is Hershberger. He'll get the handoff left side, and Gage tries to bounce it out. He's going to be stood up at the 40, and he has stopped there. A pickup of 3 on first down.
But that's the old 3-yard run that we talk about. Give us 4 of them, and we'll take a first down every time. So you're not behind the chains. You're actually, I think we're showing we're a little closed up right now. I think there's some things that we're going to do here shortly. We'll see that counter come along in probably the next four or five plays and see if we can catch somebody not paying attention, and these linemen will be charging hard, and we can start taking advantage of that over-pursuit.
Second and seven here for Mountain Home with 6:44 left in the opening period. Motion Hershberger. He gets the toss. There's a flag. And I think we're going to get an illegal procedure penalty here. We'll see what the call is. It's about a two-yard gain. An illegal shift is what they call it. There's two men moving at the snap. So this will back the ball up to the 45-yard line. Yeah, it's going to bring up second and about 12 here for Mountain Home.
And then we go from being where we want to be to behind the chains again.
Yes. Two penalties for 8 yards now against Mountain Home. 7-0, Pine Bluff leads it, 6:34 left in the opening quarter. By the way, the two premier games in the state tonight, Little Rock Christian and PA, and also Arkadelphia at Joe T. Robinson, both games 7-7 right now. Well, those would both be fun to watch, wouldn't they?
Wish we had a little better TV coverage in the state.
I know it. Motion comes to the near side. Misdirection play. It's Hershberger going back to the left, and he's tripped up. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage with a two-yard gain, so 3rd and 10 coming up.
You know, Brad, that's one of the places where you're going to see the absence of McKay really come in on those counter plays, because he has that breakaway speed. We don't have that now in the backfield, so we have to just be consistent. Don't get behind the chains. Keep the ball moving forward, and I think we might see a pass here.
Let's see what happens on 3rd and 10 here for Mountain Home. 5:43 left in this opening period. Motion comes to the near side. Handoff up the middle. And a first down run for Tatum Bashirs into the secondary across the 30, 25, down to the 24. And a first down run on a 3rd and 10 for Mountain Home.
Well, we didn't see the pass, but we did catch them off guard because they forgot about the fullback. And also tonight, you're going to see Tatum Bashirs and Blake Pope, who came in and did some good things at Jonesboro. They're kind of smaller guys. Bojay's really the hammer in there at fullback. And you're going to see that trying to pop those runs like that. And I think we see Pope coming in the ballgame right now.
He did. He brought the play in from the sideline. First down for Mountain Home after a 19-yard pickup by Tatum Bashirs. First down for the Bombers. And we've got two guys in motion again, and they're going to stop this one.
They jumped, and we moved, and I don't know who did what first, but definitely got to get that hammered out and tame down that two guys in motion.
I wonder if this might be offsetting. We'll see. Officials talking about it.
I really think one has to happen before the other.
It's a little procedure penalty against Mountain Home. Somebody else may have jumped up front, too, besides the two guys in motion. So that's going to move the ball back to the 29-yard line. And we have played 7 minutes, and Mountain Home has three penalties already.
Definitely not what we wanted. I'm sure Coach Maddox is not very happy with that, but he'll be pretty happy if we can find the end zone here shortly.
First and 15 now for Mountain Home at the 29-yard line. Hershberger in motion. He gets the handoff. Left side. He's into the secondary. The 10, the 5. Touchdown. Mountain Home. Gage Hershberger from 29 yards out gets into the end zone. It's his third rushing touchdown of the season.
And, Brad, he was untouched on that play. He broke around the left end, did a great job of kicking out on the end, sealed down the inside tackle, and just ran right through that hole. It was a fantastic run. And he showed a little more speed there. You know, I think he's got a little in the tank. When you get out here and watch him in practice, he is the toughest running kid that you'll see out here. He never takes the sprint off. He's always giving full bore.
Extra point attempt on the way from Tabor, and it is good. 4:39 left in the opening quarter. We are tied at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
4:39 left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home has answered Pine Bluff's touchdown, tied the game 7-7. Mountain Home getting ready to kick off, and it's going to be Dawson Tabor that does the kicking this time for the Bombers.
Really powerful kick on that extra point. I thought he was get down there and hit the band's equipment that's sitting down on the track.
He will kick this one down the middle on the ground, scoots inside the 15, the 10, picked up at the 9-yard line, and the return out across the 20 to about the 24-yard line. Thomas on the return that time for the Zebras, and they'll start about their own 24-yard line.
Good job on that squib kick. That was obviously by design on that kick, and pinning them back and making it harder on them. You know, they're going to have to go 76 yards this time to try and get pay dirt. So this Pine Bluff team, you can obviously see a difference, and their discipline is not the same. I think we could see the ball on the ground a few times tonight.
Foots in the quarterback, Taylor, the tailback this time. He's going to get the handoff straight ahead. Tries to bounce it out, going to his left. He's going to get about a yard on the play, just across the 25.
Good job coming up and making the tackle from number 22. I think that's Ivory, isn't it?
It is from his D, yeah.
Yeah, he came in and made that tackle, and you saw the adjustment. We had a chance to get over here on the side and talk on the defensive side of the ball. That hole, they were trying to exploit the same hole that was there during that first drive during the interior line, and you can tell that we've made an adjustment, and we're going to try and take that away.
So second and 9 now for Pine Bluff. Just under 4 minutes left in the opening quarter. We are knotted up at 7. Four-man front for Mountain Home. Foots wants to pass on second down. Looking to his left. It's going to be complete to Turner, his favorite receiver. He is going to be down at about the 36-yard line and a first down for the Zebras.
Another taking advantage of that stop route of that pad that we're playing on defense. What they're trying to do here is they're going to try and get you to suck up and play tighter defensive coverage. And then instead of stopping when he does that, he's going to try and kick it into another gear and run past you for the deep ball. So we just got to make sure we don't fall into that trap. It's nice defensive coverage over there by Logan Walker. He didn't fall for it, so come up, make a tackle, and make them go again.
First down for the Zebras after the 12-yard pickup. 3:25 left opening period. The fullback goes in motion from the left to the right side. Foots will hand it off. This is Taylor once again, and Taylor is going to be across the 40 to about the 42-yard line to pick up a 5 on first down.
Tatum Beshears did a good job coming up from his linebacker spot, got him at the line of scrimmage, and was able to get around his legs, and then we were able to take him down for the short gain.
Zebras looking to the sideline to get the play signaled into them. They've had trouble with that. Had to use 2 timeouts on their opening drive of the game. Second and 5 here from the Pine Bluff 42-yard line, moving right to left. Foots hands it off straight ahead to Taylor once again, and he is going to have a first down run to the 49-yard line, and the Zebras move the chains. That's their 5th first down of the night.
That time, Pine Bluff was able to get that hole in the middle of the defensive line and exploit it. Definitely something we're going to have to work on throughout the course of the game, adjusting how we're playing and how we're playing with those interior defensive linemen to try and shut that down.
First down from their own 49-yard line with 2:24 left in this opening period. Foots will keep it himself this time. Up the middle, into the secondary, and he is gone. Off to the races. Foots will take it to the house from 51 yards out. And Pine Bluff has scored on their first 2 possessions of the night.
Unfortunately, Brad, there was a missed tackle on the play after about a 12-yard gain. Had a chance to stop him. But that's the one thing we talked about. That might be one of the longest plays that we've given up this year, other than maybe the Harrison game had a little bit longer run. So the offense is just going to have to come back out, drive down the field, and keep this game even. That's the one thing that we're going to need to do tonight is keep this a one-score game at all times. If you start letting them get a pad build up, that's going to build their confidence. I mean, they only scored 14 points against Sylvan Hills, and what are they averaging, about 16 or 18?
Right.
So that means that they haven't put together much more than this in a ball game. So we just have to keep limiting them and making them work as hard as they can for it and not give up these home run plays.
Extra point by Ethan White is good. We'll break with 2:08 left in the opening quarter. Pine Bluff 14, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
2:08 left opening quarter, 14-7 Pine Bluff with the lead. Here comes the kickoff, and it's a squib down the middle. It's going to be picked up at the 28-yard line and returned by Logan Walker across the 30 to about the 33, and that's where Mountain Home will start with their second possession of the night.
Nice little return there, nice and safe. Obviously, we can tell from the extra points and the kickoffs, they don't have a solid kicking game. I would like to see what the punter might look like here on
his
the
foot.
Drivers.
It's the quarterback, is. Yep.
That's a little dangerous, you know, you see that. But so they're not going to try and kick the balls deep either. So we're going to have good field position to work with as long as we do the little things, taking these kicks, covering up, getting out of bounds, avoiding any turnovers. So, I mean, that's a positive sign. We've had some games where we've been stuck going 80 yards, and this is going to be good for us.
Starting from their own 34, Hershberger in motion. He'll get the handoff left side. He's into the secondary again. He has a first down across the 45 to the 46-yard line, and the Bombers move the chains.
Another great job by the offensive line getting out in front. Trace Richt is down there 15 yards downfield blocking for him. So they don't look real aggressive on the defensive line, and that's great for us because you don't want to be catching the blow, and that's what they're doing right now, and that's really going to help us move them around.
Four first downs for Mountain Home on the night. 1:45 left in this opening quarter. 14-7 Pine Bluff. 12-yard gain moves the ball out to the 46-yard line. Motion to the near side. The handoff is up the middle. This is Bashir's, the fullback at the 40, the 35, the 30. Pulling tacklers with him inside the 25. Down about the 22-yard line. A big gain for Tatum Bashir's on first down.
He really brings a different speed to that position. I mean, he's getting 3 yards and then finding his way because there's just a lack of response on the defense. And then the defender, he wanted to go for a strip. Instead of making a tackle, he grabbed at the ball. Tatum did a great job of maintaining control because that's the danger in that. You know, someone comes up and gets two hands on the ball. He was strong enough to keep it in his possession, and that's a big gain. And we're poised to score again.
32-yard pickup for Bashir's on first down. Pope in at fullback now. Handoff comes to the near side. Gross. Gross pulling a tackler with him down to about the 16-yard line.
Will Gross is a big, strong kid. When he gets back and feels it, really feels it in football, he is really going to be dangerous. You know, scoring a touchdown would be big for him. You know, kid hasn't played since ninth grade. Fantastic athlete. You want to get him as involved as you can.
36 seconds left in this opening quarter. Probably the last play of this first quarter coming up here. From the 16-yard line, Hershberger in motion. He's going to wind up with the football, squirts through the line of scrimmage, has a first down to the 10-yard line. That was kind of like a scrum there for a minute, and all of a sudden Hershberg squirted through and has the first down.
It really looked like he made something out of nothing because you saw it stacked up. Lawson Stockton was trying to throw a lead block.
Yes.
Everything got gummed up there in the middle, and he was able to sidestep it for a nice 7-yard gain.
Down to the 10, and that's the end of the first quarter. It's 14-7 Pine Bluff. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.